The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this very, very special edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay, and with me on this gorgeous, gorgeous day is Dr. H. Dr. H, how are you?
I'm doing great, and in my neck of the woods, it's good morning. So you, it's almost good late morning. It's good early morning for me over here in Palm Springs, but we're having some beautiful weather, though, today.
Yeah, we're very blessed today, aren't we? This is a beautiful day, and, you know, it's just gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Sound like Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day in our neighborhood. But that was way before. You were too little. You don't remember that.
Oh, try me.
Anyway, may I share some really neat information before we do our studies and clinical studies that we talk about? I've been getting some emails, and I want to explain. We've been getting some emails. And if people want to email us, you know, they can email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. But anyways, people have been emailing asking me, why do I say at the end of a show, which I've had my television shows and I've had other radio shows too, I always end by saying, if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. You know, I love you. And the reason that I do that, and I will continue doing that, there was a wonderful gentleman named Leo Biscaglia. And Leo Biscaglia was on PBS for a number of years. At UCLA, he actually taught a class on love. And if everybody wants to write down the acronym for love, L is for listen, O is for overlook, V is for voice control, and E is for encouragement. So you can give that to Omer or Vijay when we get done. So L-O-V-E, listen, overlook, voice control, encouragement. And since he passed on several years ago, I've had on my license plate the Hug Doctor. And I really believe that if there's any vitamin that we need to take, it's vitamin L. And whenever I talk about my ADD book and I travel, I say the last thing is that we need to give these kids vitamin L. And people go, what is L? And I say, love. And it's so simple. But most of us are not told this, that we are loved. So this is part of my carrying this message that Leo Biscaglia had done for many, many years.
I think that's terrific. I just like the fact that you combined everything together, and you know, and it's a very simple acronym, love, and hugs.
Yes.
It's better than all the vitamins put together sometimes, don't you
think? You're absolutely right. You know, Bernie Siegel talked about that when he was on our show. You know, a lot of doctors have talked about the need and necessity from the time that we're born, you know, to the time that we pass on, that we need to have those hugs. Hugs are healing.
Well, talking about healing, I had this interesting couple of good articles that came up, Dr. Hitch, in our search, and one of them is about switching to, to dietary approaches to stop hypertension diet. It's called the DASH, D, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, D-A-S-H diet. Now, apparently the Maine Medical Center in Maine, the researchers found that people who adhered to the diet recommended for lowering blood pressure had 40 to 50% fewer incidences of kidney stones. And the DASH diet, now you've got to hear this, emphasizes fruits and vegetables, may increase urinary citrate, a substance that actually neutralizes the acid and which inhibits kidney stone formation. So the details on the diet are in the www.nih.gov, and you search for the DASH diet. But I thought it was very cool that, you know, you can actually, even if you have a family history or, you know, you think you may be predisposed to getting kidney stones, here is a diet with a concentration on fruits and vegetables saying how you can reverse the process. And also to decrease your hypertension. There you go, natural methods again.
Mm. Wow. So simple. It's so simple, you know, for us to find out. D is in David, A-S-H.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
And it's on the NIH. This is the National Institute of Health .gov website. So it's a government website, and, you know, you can find details on the diet and the studies that are done on it. So it's good that the government and, you know, the NIH particularly, they're coming out with so many recommendations on what are some of the, you know, natural healing, you know, therapies and, you know, some preventive things that, you know, actions that we can take on our end. In fact, I have another one. You ready for this?
Go ahead. Two for one.
So we all know. And but it's now it said, a glass of orange juice, OJ, a day, keeps the cardiologist away. And I bet you never connected orange juice with a cardiologist.
No, no.
Well, apparently, hesperidin, which is one of the main flavonoids found in citrus fruits, is believed to improve endothelial function. Now, endothelial means the ability of small blood vessels to expand, preventing arteries from clogging. And researchers at France's Centre de Clermont Ferrandi, maybe I'm not pronouncing it right, but this is at one of the France in France, one of the best centres here for research, Centre de Clermont. They found that people who consumed hesperidin, remember hesperidin is found in orange juice and citrus, daily for 1 month, whether in orange juice or not, had better endothelial function than those who did not. So the recommendation was 1 cup, that is 8 ounces of fresh orange juice daily. So that's great, isn't it? I mean, simple things, simple things. And now we are finding the researchers support, you know, some of the things that we used to, our parents and grandparents and, you know, great-grandparents used to take for granted.
Well, live in Florida for so many years, you know, we had orange trees in our backyard.
That's right.
It's great. Just, I love the navel oranges, and we used to make fresh orange juice for the kids. We'd have to fight the squirrels because the squirrels would come by and grab the navel oranges. And then we had these tangelos, which are a combination of tangerines and oranges. California has some oranges, but Florida still has the Florida still has the best oranges. Well, this is, I found something really interesting about iodine. No, we hear about iodine, but we don't know about iodine. We know that there's iodine salt, and there's iodine in sea salt and sea vegetables. But this is really interesting. There's a group called Price Pottinger, and they've been working for many, many years. In fact, Sally Fallon was on one of my shows, and she was one of the spokespeople for a Price Pottinger out of, I think they're out of Washington, D.C. And they do studies on a lot of the commercial products, whether it's anywhere from shampoo to enzymes to cereals to whatever. But they found, this is really interesting, a dietary factor that interferes with the thyroid function. You know, we have a lot of people walk around what's called hypothyroid, so not getting enough iodine in their body, so they end up having to either take medication or sometimes they have surgery, and thyroid problems can create a huge, huge dysfunction to the body. This is interesting because you and I talked about omega-6s and omega-3s, I think, a couple weeks ago, and how important it is to downsize the amount of omega-6 and to increase the amount of omega-3. It says a modern dietary factor that interferes with thyroid function is the consumption of omega-6 fatty acids from commercial vegetable oils. By some estimates, these omega-6 fatty acids can contribute 20% of calories in civilized diets. 20%. Hmm. So this doctor did this study, and he found that omega-6 fatty acids suppress the thyroid signaling. He cites studies showing that corn oil greatly suppresses the liver's response to T4. If we know we have the T3 and T4, and that's the thyroid test, when compared to safflower oil, and which also suppresses the liver's response to the T3. So the liver is one of the main sites of thyroid hormone response heat production. In fact, in the 1970s, researchers were considering omega-6 fatty acids as a treatment of hyperthyroidism. Mm-hmm. Thus, it is likely that those who avoid commercial vegetable oils and minimize omega-6 consumption while bringing in the intake butter. Remember many years ago we were told, don't eat butter, don't eat butter, don't eat butter. But butter is a great consumption for, you know, a natural fact of omega-6, would have iodine requirements much lower than what they need, and they can also supplement possibly with sea vegetables or seafood. So the whole point is that we're taking too much omega-6, and we talked about the ratio.
Yes.
The ratio needs to be like 2, maybe 3 to 1. Right now, I think in America, it's like 20 to 30 to 1. So we're taking too much omega-6s. And I remember many, many years ago when I was in the midst of my practice, it was talked about for women, and you probably would agree with this, for take either evening primrose or barrage oil for going through, you know, PMS. And I remember somebody telling me, you take maybe one bottle for every 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. Do not do a large consumption of omega-6. So even in those days, we were talking about 15, 20 years ago, too much omega-6 is not healthy for us. So one of the key things that we want to take a look at if we're dealing with hypothyroidism, low function of the thyroid, is watch the consumption of omega-6, increase the amount of omega-3s to bring those ratios back. This is really important because a lot of people don't know about iodine. They know, but they don't know. And it's a real tricky thing with the thyroid. And the liver has a lot to do with the thyroid.
I think that's a very important piece of information. In fact, I had wanted to share it, too, that, you know, the eggs and the research, what the eggs are also showing, because apparently if you buy organic free-range eggs, especially those enriched with omega-3 fatty acids, will ensure that your hands are fed organic feed and are not treated with medications. And there you go. You can also, another way of increasing your omega-3, taking omega-3-enriched eggs. But, you know, it's hard because those who have high cholesterol, they should consume no more than 4 eggs weekly. And if you have diabetes, listen to this, they should consume no more than 2 eggs weekly. And the Harvard University study, the egg consumption was strongly related to mortality in those with diabetes. But if you don't have a cholesterol problem or diabetes, you can safely have 7 eggs weekly. So very simple, you know, things that we can do to increase our intake of omega-3.
One large omelet a week, that's all.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's all. That's perfect. You know,
yeah,
people don't have to run away from that.
Well, let's talk about our eminent guest that's coming on.
Sure.
We're very, very excited. We have a very special guest, Dr. Michael Samuel, who's a renowned retina specialist and ophthalmologist, and he works with patients on both ends of the lifespan. He says he works with infants born with retinopathy of the prematurity and elders who suffer from age-related macular degeneration. And as you know, macular degeneration, you know, we've talked about it, that nearly 2 million people are at risk of losing their sight to macular degeneration today, and 1 million more as the U.S. population ages. So the prospect, you know, that we have of never being able to see a beloved grandchild or a wonderful, inspiring landscape, you know, or never being able to read a book is frightening and terribly depressing. So to give us an upbeat on this and what's the latest, it's a guide for patients and their families, title of Dr. Michael Samuel's book, Macular Degeneration. And shortly after we come back from the break, we will have Dr. Samuel with us. So stay with us. We'll come back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to this next very interesting session we are going to have with Dr. Michael Samuel. Dr. Samuel is a nationally recognized retinal surgeon, and he is an attending physician and assistant clinical professor of ophthalmology at the prestigious Wills Eye Institute in Philadelphia. And his main areas of interest and expertise are age-related macular degeneration, retinal detachment, and diabetic retinopathy. Now, he has published numerous peer-reviewed research articles, and he has contributed a number of chapters for medical textbooks. He's also a section editor for the Retina Times, which is a publication of the American Society of Retinal Specialists, and he's a principal investigator in two ongoing national clinical trials. So welcome to the show, Dr. Samuel. We're very, very happy and excited to have you on board. How are you, sir, today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit, what is macular degeneration? And who's the people at risk of getting macular degeneration?
So macular degeneration is a disease that really we're all at risk for. It's an age-related condition that affects the retina. The retina is the part of the eye that allows us to see. If you think of the eye as a camera, the retina is like the film of the camera, and it's what's responsible for the picture. In macular degeneration, what happens is we start to see a premature breakdown of that retina, that film lining, and it starts to erode a little bit early. It can break down enough to where it causes some leaking blood vessels that will scar and eventually cause legal blindness. This disease, unfortunately, is the leading cause of blindness in this country for people over the age of 50, and it's really an epidemic that's getting more and more out of control.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
You know, that's a great question, Howard. You know, I think that there's a number of different reasons why we're seeing more and more of this disease. First and foremost, the population continues to age, and there's more people living longer in this country due to the medicines that we have today. So just by the fact that more people are living longer, I think we're seeing more. Mm-hmm. But there's something else going on, and I think it has to do with the Western diet. I think it has to do with our lifestyle.
Right.
I think it has to do with our environment. You know, let's face it. We as Americans are not the healthiest group of people. We don't watch what we eat. We have a high rate of obesity, And I think that our environment is probably not the most conducive to healthy living. And so I think it's multifactorial.
So we throw in a little environmental toxins in there. We live, we breathe, and we eat unhealthy.
Absolutely.
And we drink this water that's contaminated, and we go through life like this. And then it's almost like a done deal, isn't it?
It is a done deal.
If you were going to give a percentage of the amount of people in the United States, at least in the United States, what would you say the percentage would have of macular degeneration?
Well, we know right now that about 15 million people have some form of the disease. So that's a pretty significant number of the population that are at risk right now. And that number is growing every single year. In fact, last year, 200,000 people were blinded by this disease. As the population continues to age, we expect that number to double.
So with this show, our show goes all over the world. Do we have the highest percentage here in good old America?
You know, this disease is rampant throughout the world, but, you know, there's certain races that are more predisposed to this disease, and that has to do with the pigmentation that's in the eye and the pigmentation in our skin. The races that are most at risk are those with light skin, so that's Caucasians. And so Europeans have a high rate of this as well as most of the European bloc, you know, in that population.
Well, I like the message that you're giving, because you're saying that you eat anti-inflammatory herbs. And, you know, we also have a line of natural products called Jiva. And in our show, with many guests, and we talk about the Jiva line of products, we are always talking about anti-inflammatory herbs. So what are some of the dietary, you know, herbal components that you recommend?
Well, so it goes beyond just diets or just herbs alone. You know, there was a large study that was done in 2000. It was called the AREDS trial. This was a government-sponsored study from the NIH, and it was a $26 million, seven-year study looking at vitamins and antioxidants in preventing this disease or slowing it down. The vitamins that they included in the AREDS trial were vitamins C, E, A, zinc, and copper, and that was called the AREDS formulation. What we found out was that people that were at high risk for losing vision had about a 25% reduction in the progression of their disease if they were on those antioxidants. But I'll tell you, since then, we've learned a lot more. I mean, now we're in 2009, 2010, and I think that it goes beyond the AREDS formula. And, in fact, there's some problems with the AREDS formula that I have, and I think that researchers have found that it's probably not the most optimal. There is a better formulation out there.
We just have to find it.
Well, there are some great products that are already out there. One of the ones that I recommend to my patients is a product called iScience Macular Health Formula. And this is really based on the AREDS 2 study. So, you know, the researchers at AREDS 1 realized that there were some shortcomings, and so last year they started a trial called AREDS 2, once again sponsored by the government. It's a $56 million study, and they're looking at things like omega-3, lutein, and zeaxanthin in this trial that weren't available or weren't studied in the AREDS 1. This iScience formula is the only one that's on the mass market in retail shelves like CVS, that has the AREDS 2 based formula. Now, there's plenty of similar formulas that are online, but this is the one that's in the stores right now.
You know, it's interesting that it all goes back, excuse me, it all goes back to the way we eat. I mean, I want to talk about genetics about this, about macular degeneration also, but it seems that the foods that we eat, the foods that we don't eat, the supplements that we don't take in, the vegetables and the fruits that do not have the nutrients in the soil to be able to give us the vitamins and minerals. So it all seems, because we've talked before about cardiovascular problems, we talked about diabetes, we talked about cancer, we talked about, you know, a lot of these chronic conditions that affect a lot of us in the United States. And yet now we're talking about with the eyes, and we think a simple thing of, okay, I need to be taking these certain supplements because I'm not going to get into my foods today. You know, how important is this?
It's very important. You know, I talk about it in my book on macular degeneration, that diet is probably one of the most important lifestyle modifications we can do. You know, the best way to think about it is the eye is an organ just like the heart is an organ, We know that diet affects our heart. And the eyes are the same way. It's a lifetime of abuse or poor dieting that leads to diseases like macular degeneration. Now, of course, there's some genetic predispositions in some people. But it is so important that we change the way we think about food and our lifestyle choices. What's really interesting, and you brought it up about toxins and the environment, the number one most preventable risk factor for this disease is smoking. And so we know that cigarettes have thousands and thousands of toxins in them, carcinogens, and it's amazing that we don't hear about it. We don't see it on the side of the box. We see that it says cigarettes may cause lung cancer or death,
right, right.
But we never hear that cigarettes may cause blindness. And I see it day in and day out in my practice, hundreds of times a week. People that smoked or had a history of smoking have worse disease, are going blind, and it's the number one thing that they can do to stop.
And more people, especially the young ones, the teenagers and young adults need to know that. But, you know, they think that blindness is so far away and that, you know, you think you're not going to be affected by it. It's hard to put in a preventive, you know, behaviors in because you don't see the results until, you know, after you're 50.
You know, you're right. And this is a trend that's changing, though, in this disease. You know, I said 5 years ago that macular degeneration would become a household term. You know, we think of prostate cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer as household terms now. But we don't hear about macular degeneration. It's going to be the next household term. And I think that part of what we're trying to do and why I'm here on your show today is really to educate the public because I actually believe that macular degeneration is preventable if you get on the right vitamins and make the right lifestyle choices early. Whenever I see a patient in my office, you know, it's usually that are in the chair, I turn around and I see who brought them into the office. Most of the time it's their children. And so I ask them, I said, are you related? If they are, I talk to them about vitamins. I tell them if they're over 45 or 50, then I put them on vitamins because I believe you can prevent macular degeneration if you start early enough.
Yes. But you also mentioned something very, very interesting, and that is in line with what we're talking about here at Jiva, and that's about exercise. And that once you start exercising, you can actually decrease the risk of, you know, macular degeneration by a whopping 70%.
Right.
Now, what does exercise have to do with your retinal health?
Well, and so once again, I think it goes back to your overall health of the body, and it's just saying that the eye is an organ just like the heart is an organ. We all know that if you start exercising, that you improve cardiac health.
Yes.
So it makes sense that the eye health improves as well. The heart has blood vessels, it has tissue. The retina is made up of blood vessels as well. You improve flow, you reduce the artery disease, you improve the nutrients that get to the retina. It improves it just through the secondary benefits of exercise alone.
That's a really interesting thing because you're talking about, you know, decreasing inflammation in the body. And, you know, we know exercises, you know, remove toxins and improve your cardiovascular function and endothelial function. But here it is. Are there specific exercise for the eyes that you do, or is this a general for the whole body?
Just general for the whole body. There's no specific exercises for the eye that you can do. But, you know, you brought up an excellent point, and that's inflammation in the body. And I think this is really the, you know, the source of most diseases we have going on. And I know you've written a lot about this, both of you. You know, we know that inflammation, a chronic, simmering, smoldering inflammation in our body is responsible for a lot of disease. We've correlated that C-reactive protein is associated with macular degeneration, heart diseases, hypertension. And we know that drugs like statins, which reduce cholesterol, which in some cases can reduce the C-reactive protein, have been shown to reduce the progression and severity of macular degeneration. So I definitely believe that there's a link between inflammation in the body and macular degeneration.
So, Doc, I have the question of the year. Why do most doctors, I would say allopathic conventional doctors, absolutely refuse to do a CRP blood test? I know for my doctor, I have to get on my hands and knees and beg him, or it's actually her, to have a CRP test.
Yeah, you know, I think it's lack of education. It's coming. You know, when I was 30 years old, I went to my doctor and I said I wanted to get on statins. We had a family history of high cholesterol. Mine was moderately high, but not really anything to worry about. I had to go to four different doctors before I found somebody who would actually write me a statin. And I postulated back then that, you know, why wait till you have a heart attack and then get on statins to reduce your cholesterol? The idea is to prevent the plaques from building early. And so I started at 30 and I said, listen, I truly believe that probably statins are such a benefit that they should be put in the water like fluoride eventually. Now, it's not going to happen. But I thought, I postulated back then that it reduces inflammation in the body, it decreases C-reactive protein, and it would prevent heart disease as well as stroke. And it wasn't until just last year that the big Crestor study came out showing that if you started statins before risk without risk factors, you actually reduced your risk of stroke and heart disease by 50%. So imagine what you can do if you start earlier. And this takes us back to what you can do with eye health and taking the right eye vitamins once again early.
Right.
All right, so we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we have a number of questions we want to ask you, Dr. Samuel. So stay with us. We'll be back after this short break.
Thank you.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya and Dr. H. And we're talking with a great doctor. Hopefully we're going to catch up with each other next week when you're in Palm Springs. Dr. Michael Samuel wrote this awesome book called Macular Degeneration, A Complete Guide for Patients and Their Families. I want to talk about the difference between wet and dry AMD and also if it's a genetic factor. But first, Doc, how can we get this book? I mean, I got a book, and Dr. Vijaya got a book, but how can everybody else get a book?
So the book is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Borders and Barnes & Noble, and you can also get it at our website, iScience.com. That's EYEScience.com. But it's available all over the place. And, in fact, you know, I'm happy to say it's actually the number one selling book on macular degeneration right now.
Congratulations.
Wonderful, fantastic.
Congratulations. Do you have your own website or people can contact you? They just go through the publishing company?
You can contact me at my practice. It is msamuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, at retina2020.com.
The number's 2020?
2020 is the number, 2020.
Okay. So let's get back to this question because it's a lot of confusing between dry and wet and dry and damp and darkness and all that. What's the difference between the dry and the wet? And also, is it a genetic factor? And then eventually we'll go into the vitamins.
Okay, so let's start with the genetic factor first. So most of this disease is not genetic. About 20 to 30% of it is genetic, and those are the people that we need to focus on first. Those are the people at highest risk. Dry macular degeneration is where everybody starts. It's the earliest form. 90% of people have dry. That's the milder form, and that's mm-hmm. really where you want to stay, and that's where you want to be if you have the disease. Wet is the more severe form. 10% turn from dry to wet every single year. And the reason we call it wet is, imagine a road with potholes all in it, and you got pipes underneath there, and you'd get the potholes deep enough, and you break a pipe. And that's what happens in macular degeneration. You get this crack in the foundation of the retina, a blood vessel breaks, and it bleeds, it leaks, and it scars. It's the immediate vision loss, and it's what causes the severe vision loss in this disease. Now, the vitamins, what it does is it prevents you from going from dry to wet. So there's no cure for macular degeneration, and there's no, you know, we have lots of different treatments for wet macular, but those are injections in the eye, and those are for only when you turn wet. And remember, that's 10%. 90% of the people can benefit from the vitamins because it slows the progression from the dry form to the wet form.
Okay. I believe we have a caller. Let's Barn from Ohio.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Dr. Samuel, my mother has been diagnosed with macular degeneration. She's about 64 years old. I'm 39. Should I be concerned about this too?
You know, I think right now we can't identify who's at risk and who has the genetic predisposition. But if I was you, vitamins are very, very benign if you're taking the right vitamin, and it's a very easy thing, and it has effects throughout the entire body. I think as long as you select the right vitamin that has the right ingredients that are safe and that can slow down the progression or even prevent, then I think you should probably start an eye vitamin. And once again, the one that I recommend is the Eye Science brand, which is the Macular Health Formula.
Where could I find that?
That's available in stores, CVS pharmacies, things like that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. So if we're talking about different vitamins, let's pick on omega-3s because we talked at the beginning of the show when I mentioned the thing about that we're consuming too much omega-6s and it's creating the thyroid problem, or it aggravates the thyroid problem. We need to take more omega-3s. There's a ton of different sources of omega-3s out there. And I guess my question is, can I just take a good old multivitamin, multimineral, or do I need to take some specific vitamins and or minerals and omega-3s that not only will cover my eyes, but will cover the whole part of my whole complete body?
You know, I think that's a great question. You know, I'm a firm believer that omega-3s are probably one of the best things out there for our overall health. And if you had to take one thing alone, probably omega-3 would be it. We know that there's 6 or 7 studies right now that show that omega-3s can slow down, prevent, and slow the progression from dry to wet in macular degeneration. So I think omega-3s are an important part of everybody's dietary regimen. In terms of multivitamins, you know, in these AREDS trials and AREDS 2 trials, most people continued their regular multivitamin while taking an eye vitamin. Is a multivitamin alone good enough for your eye health? Absolutely not. But I think that if you're going to take an eye vitamin, you can also continue to take your multivitamin as well.
So if I go to the health food store, or sometimes the supermarkets even carry them, or the discount stores or the drug stores, and I go look for omega-3s and I find fish oils, how do I know, you know, which brand is going to give me the benefit of the omega-3s? I know through my studies, and I've just incorporated this, and Dr. Vijay knows about this too. I found an excellent source out of New Zealand called Green Lip Muscle, and the company's called Moxa, which is an excellent product. And it has 200 times more omega-3s than any of the fish oils. But how do I get into this confusion? Because everybody is saying fish oil is this, fish oil is that, but yet this Green Lip Muscle that comes out of New Zealand has a potency to help with anti-inflammatory, has a potency for cardiovascular, has a potency for neurological conditions, and has a potency to help protect from macular degeneration.
I think you bring up a really great point, and this is the problem when you go to the store shelf in general. There's so many different products, it's hard for people to know which is the right one to choose. And, you know, I think that you just said, like, you know, the one you're recommending, a high-quality product, I think that's what you have to stick with. And unfortunately, in this situation, you get what you pay for. Usually the ones that are, you know, most patients make a selection at, you know, the pharmacy with their wallet rather than, you know, with their head. And I think, you know, the ones that are higher priced generally are higher quality. And so, you know, I know it's a frustration because my patients go to a place like CVS and they look at the shelf and there's 20 different products
right,
on the shelf.
Right.
And they're overwhelmed. And that's why I think it's important for us and what we're doing here today to name products that, you know, by name, because patients want to know what are the best products that doctors recommend.
That's a very important thing. And you talk in your book a lot about, we've been doing a lot of studies on this line too, about lutein, the combination
right.
of lutein and C-centin and bilberry and lycopene. Can you tell us a little bit more about that combination, why lutein has to be in combination with C-centin and bilberry and lycopene?
So, you know, this is where the biggest shortcoming is. Everybody hears that lutein is the big buzzword right now. They think as long
right.
as they're taking lutein alone that they're probably safe. And the answer is they're not. Lutein and zeaxanthin are both macular pigments that are found naturally in the macula, which is the part of the eye that we're talking about degenerating prematurely. And the best way to think of them is that they're like the sunblock. They block the blue light rays. They prevent the oxidative damage. What researchers have found is that lutein and zeaxanthin naturally in the macula occurs in a ratio of 5-1. Lutein, in my opinion, by itself is absolutely pointless. You might as well take the pills and just pour them down the toilet.
Good point. Thank you.
It's important to combine lutein with zeaxanthin, and I believe in the 5-1 ratio. So what I recommend for my patients is a ratio around 10 milligrams to 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin. I don't think we know what the correct ratio is, but you need to have both combined. In terms of bilberry, you know, bilberry's been around for decades. You know, French World War II pilots used it to
right.
help see better at night. We know it strengthens blood vessels. We know it has an antioxidant effect. I think it's a great product to have, or ingredient to have in products as well. Lycopene, you know, I think lycopene is good. I don't know the specific benefits for it in the eye just yet. I think there's a lot of emerging data. But we know lycopene is great for your entire body. It's good for the prostate. It's great for a lot of other things. So I don't see a problem with having lycopene in it as well. But lutein and zeaxanthin are, in omega-3, are probably the most important things, including the vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin E.
No, that's an excellent, excellent point, because we've been doing our own research and we've been finding that the Jiva, when we did the combinations, we've had very good reports from patients. And we're doing not so much as to treat macular degeneration, but even looking at just general eye health, you know, night strain. And now so many of us are on the computers all day long, and you're straining your eyes so much.
Right.
You know, we are overusing it. So preventive kind of vitamins and herbal and supplements, it's excellent to hear from your end that, you know, retinal specialist that, you know, we need to take care of our eyes and how we can do that.
I see this disease day in and day out. This is what I do probably more than any other specific disease. And I see on average about 50 patients a day, 4 days a week. You know, it's so important that, you know, to get on vitamins early and to get on the right ones. If I can bring up one other point, it's the point of zinc. You know, in the original AREDS trial, they used 80 milligrams of zinc, and they found that there was a benefit in slowing down the disease. But since then, what we've learned is that zinc is actually potentially dangerous.
Right.
It is linked to beta amyloid plaques, which are precursors to Alzheimer's disease.
Yes.
It's also linked to neurotoxicity. And so one of the big problems is you have a population that's already older, that's predisposed, that has a predisposition to this disease already, and then you're pounding them with high levels of zinc. And
yes.
So I always caution my patients, you need zinc, but the right amount is about 40 milligrams, not 80 milligrams. Don't take the AREDS formula 80 milligrams. And especially if you're younger, get on one that's 40 milligrams.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that. I really am, because for years, guys have been... Because of prostate problems, people are told via commercials, via whoever, you know, to take lots of zinc. And I've been screaming and yelling, you don't need that much zinc. There are other different things you can take. More is not better. When it comes to minerals, more is not better. It's a balancing. So I appreciate you saying this in regards with the eyes. But guys, if you're listening, and the women, for your husbands or your boyfriends, too much zinc is not beneficial for prostate nor for the eye. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, excellent point.
Well, we're going to be coming back. Doc, hang on, because I want to ask you one more question before we go. So let's get our commercials done, and we'll be right back with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. From the break, we have with us an expert, one of the nationally recognized experts in macular degeneration, Dr. Michael Samuel. Dr. Samuel, one of the questions that Dr. Hitch and I were talking about during the break was, how do you find or how do you locate a good eye physician?
So that's an excellent question as well. You know, there's two different types of eye doctors, optometrists, and then there's ophthalmologists. Ophthalmologists are the medical doctors. We have went to medical school, did residency. Optometrists, though, are trained in glasses, contacts, and most of them are very, very good at diagnosing disease and treating disease. I think if you're in the early stages, an optometrist is fine, but once you get the diagnosis of macular degeneration, you may want to jump even to a retina specialist. And what a retina specialist is, we're ophthalmologists that did extra training, fellowship, in macular degeneration. And, you know, we can kind of assess things a little bit differently. We have equipment in our office, dye tests, angiograms, ultrasounds, that allow us to quantify how much disease you have. But I think early disease, optometrists or ophthalmologists are fine.
I'm glad you're a dental with the optometrist, Doc, because that was my first career.
Oh, good. Yeah. I work with optometrists throughout the country. I've been on faculty at a number of colleges, and I think they're terrific. But once it gets to advanced disease,
right.
Time to switch.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, one more time, how can we get your book and your website, please?
My book is available at Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and my website, or you can order it at iscience.com, EYE, Science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E.com. And you can reach me if you have any questions on macular degeneration at msamuel@retina2020.com.
Great. Macular Degeneration, A Complete Guide for Patients and Their Families by Dr. Michael Samuel. Excellent book. Thank you very much. It's been an honor and pleasure talking with you, and let's catch up with each other.
All right. Terrific show. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you.
Take care.
So that was a really good program that we had, Dr. Hitch, because this is something that, you know, eyesight and problems with eyesight, particularly macular degeneration, it's a very, very important topic for, you know, everyone to know. I'm glad.
His book is excellent. It's very simple. And it talks about all the different factors, and it is. It's like he calls it a complete guide. It's like a handbook. And I know my dad had a macular degeneration. He's passed on about 3 years ago, and I was able to actually slow down the process of the progress of the macular degeneration by certain supplements. And it really helped him. And then I've had a couple other people in their early 50s, too, actually be able to reverse it. So the book is excellent, and there is a way of preventing, and there is a way of slowing it down, and there's also a way of reversing it. And I'm talking about the dry, not the wet.
Well, I love it because there's even recipes at the back of the book. Now, how many doctors that you know will actually write recipes? So he's Dr. Samuel is so passionate about what he does. And they're very, very explicit instructions and, you know, dietary advice that, and then he quotes all the studies and research on it. So you absolutely encourage everyone to get a copy of the book, Macular Degeneration by Dr. Michael Samuel.
And the other thing, which is a question statement, is how many doctors out there are recommending vitamins and minerals? He's a rare breed.
Right. Without just debunking that, oh, everything else is in your diet, and we know that that is not true, and that and we are seeing more and more experts, at least the doctors and experts that we're getting on our show, Dr. H, are talking about prevention and how certain, you know, like we talk a lot about omega-3 and the ratio of omega-6 and 3s and, you know, how we have to offset it and, you know, some simple guiding principles that not just in your dietary management, but also what you can use safely. You know, the dosages, you know, of zinc and certain minerals, that more is not the best thing. You know, how do you taper that and how do you do combinations? Because there's so many things out there in the market that how do you educate yourself and how do you give yourself choices on what to take, right choices, you know, based on the current research and, you know, something demonstrable and what the experts are saying, not just, you know, people are putting out without any hard evidence behind it.
Right. And it's important to educate, and we talk about this in our show every week. It's important to educate ourselves, whether it's reading my books, your books, Dr. Sammy's books, other people's books on nutrition, on exercise, on diet, on spirituality, on emotional therapy. You know, we need to find this balance in our life of not only physically, not only emotionally, but spiritually too. And that's when we bring everything back. And I love the word homeostasis. It brings the body back into balance.
Right.
The body and mind is connected, and we need to do all three of these factors, not just one out of three.
And yeah, and we talk a lot about prevention. You know, in my book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, and in your book, your ADD diet book, and all the more than 30 books that you have written, the emphasis is so much on what can we do to prevent, what are the lessons that we have learned. You know, and there are many, many, many lessons that we have learned and what we shouldn't be doing. So it's exciting to meet with experts now who are thinking about prevention, because everyone will tell you, you know, oh, there's no money to be made in prevention. Oh, my God, how much can you save? You know, how much can your health that you can take care of if you can, you know, prevent all these horrible chronic diseases from visiting you? You know, so live a life that is full of vibrancy and energized life. That's what, you know, my mantra. And I know that is yours, too. So a balance is all that we need.
Oh, that's very, very important. Well, for next week, this is going to be awesome because we are one of the first to have a copy of this DVD. It's called For the Next Seven Generations, 13 Indigenous Grandmothers Weaving a World That Works. I'll read the back of this. In 2004, 13 Indigenous grandmothers from all four corners, moved by their concern for our planet, came together at a historic gathering where they decided to form an alliance, the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. This is their story. It took 4 years to make this movie. It's in the Amazon rainforest, the mountains of Mexico, North America. There's a talk with the private meeting with the Dalai Lama. And so For the Next Seven Generations follows what happens when these wise women unite, facing a world in crisis. They share with us the wisdom of healing and a call for change now before it's too late. This is a powerful book. This is a powerful DVD. And this is going to be at the film festivals, I believe, after the first of the year. So we've had the honor. We're going to be talking to the producer, Carol Hart, next week. This will be a great, great show.
Wonderful. And this is exactly the kind of message that we need to come out, not just knowledge and research, but also putting it, tempering together with the wisdom. So having said that, we want to wish everybody a fantastic week. And if you need to catch any in the archives of our previous shows, go to www.kissyourlifehello. And we will see you soon next week.
And as I've said it before, if no one's told you that they love you, let me be the first. I love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.